Global private equity investor Advent International said on Friday it has acquired Women & Squo, S innerwear maker Inama from its founders and 2P firms for 320 crore, $45 million. The announcement comes less than a month after VC Circle first reported that Advent was in advanced talks to buy Inama. Advent said in a statement this is its 8th investment in India over the past 4 years and its 4th in the consumer goods sector during the same period. The deal involves Advent buying out P firms Indu Alternatives and Faring Capital, which had invested in Inama 7 years ago and picked up a total of 47% stake in the company. Vinod Padikkal, director at Advent, said Inama has the potential for significant growth and a strong management team. Inama CEO Shekhar Tiwari said that as lingerie sales and disposable incomes increase, the company is strongly positioned to benefit from these trends. The innerwear company, which is operated by Gokaldas Intimatewear Private Limited, was founded in 2001 as a joint venture with French brand Barbara. The firm offers a high-quality range of lingerie, sportswear and leisure wear. Besides having online operations, the company has 20 exclusive brand outlets and over 4,500 points of sale across India. Advent International began its India operations in 2007, opening an office in Mumbai in 2009. The firm says it has deployed over $1 billion in 10 companies that have their operations in India across a diverse range of sectors, including consumer products, financial services and healthcare. The P firm acquired a majority stake in Dixie Textiles Private Limited in July 2017. Last month, it inked a pact to buy a controlling stake in snacks maker DFM Foods Limited from its founders and homegrown P investor Westbridge Capital. It also agreed to invest 1,000 crore in non-bank lender Aditya Birla Capital Limited last month. The deals with Aditya Birla Capital and DFM came shortly after the P firm raised $17.5 billion for its 9th global fund in June. At the time, Shweta Jalan, a managing director at Advent and head of India business, said the fundraising increased the amount of capital that might be deployed in India.